This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello, and welcome back to Ask Ready or Not. I am Loz, and I'm here to answer your questions about how to make work work. Today, we are talking about something that so many women struggle with, and that is asking for a pay rise after maternity leave. So it is one of those topics that is both super important and I would also say super uncomfortable because, let's be real, when you have just returned to work after having a baby, there's often this little voice in your head that's saying, maybe I should wait until I prove myself again. They probably just won't give me a pay rise since I was just on leave. I should be grateful that they let me come back as part-time. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on, but none of it is true. You've already put in the work. You already deserve to be paid fairly. And if you don't ask, you don't get. So today I'm going to break down why maternity leave should not cost you a pay rise, when to ask for it. And I will say that the timing is key. The exact steps to build your case, and most importantly, what to do if your manager or your boss says no. So by the end of this episode, hopefully you'll have a bit of a game plan to walk into that meeting with confidence. Okay, let's start with some cold, hard facts, which you know I love about women, money, and parental leave in Australia. Women in Australia earn 22.8% less than men when it comes to total pay. Mothers are far more likely to miss out on pay rises simply because they were on leave when salary reviews happened. Under Australian workplace law, employees returning from parental leave should not be disadvantaged in salary progression compared to colleagues who stayed. Now, here's what that actually means. If your employer gave annual pay rises while you were on leave and you weren't included, you're already behind. And if your role has changed, so maybe you've taken on new responsibilities or your industry has had an overarching salary increase, it is even more important to make sure that your pay reflects that. Number one question, when do you ask for a pay rise? So timing is everything when it comes to salary negotiations. Here are three smart times to make your move. Number one is before you return. So if your workplace does annual salary reviews, find out when they happen. If it is around the time that you are coming back, bring it up before you even step foot in the office. You can say something like, really looking forward to coming back to work and I want to ensure that my salary reflects both my experience and the team's salary adjustments while I was on leave. This does two things. It puts it on your manager's radar really early and it also prevents them from saying, let's wait and see how you settle in. If your team is all getting salary reviews, you are in that team, you may be off on parental leave, which you're entitled to, but you should still be accounted for. Number two, at your return to work meeting. This is a little bit awkward, but I would still say it's a great time to put it forward. So most workplaces will have either a formal or an informal check-in upon your return. It's the perfect time to bring up salary if you missed the last pay review. You could say something along the lines of, I'd love to discuss my salary to ensure it aligns with my role, the company's current pay structure, and the increases made while I was away. You could also more casually ask, while I was away, were there any performance reviews or any salary increases? Just double checking that I was included in those. This is a professional and confident way to put the onus on whoever you're talking to, so whether it's HR or your manager, to explain why you wouldn't get a pay bump. It's also a nice informal way of putting it out into the universe without directly asking, where's my increase? Third option, 3 to 6 months after returning, if you can wait that long. So some people may prefer to prove their value again before asking for money. Doesn't necessarily need to be the case. If that is you and you feel more confident with this approach, I would aim for the 3 to 6 month mark. A great way to set this up is to say, I'd love to discuss a salary review in 3 months, mainly to reflect the impact that I'm making since returning. This way, you've planted the seed early, you've given them the heads up. So when that conversation does happen, it is expected rather than out of the blue. All right, let's talk about how to actually get your employer to say yes, which is most likely going to be your hardest part. Step number one, research your market value. The first thing you need to know, what is your role worth right now? Things to use, Seek salary guides are excellent. Glassdoor Insights, also excellent. LinkedIn Salary Insights are great. I believe Hays also does salary reports. If the market rate for your role has gone up, you've got a really strong case to argue that your pay should increase too. Like if you've got factual data in front of you from these guys doing research for hundreds of other companies, it's kind of a no-brainer. Step number two is document your wins. Your employer isn't going to give you a raise just because you ask for it. You need proof. So before the meeting, make a list of the big projects that you've worked on before and after mat leave. So perhaps you were at the tail end of a project just before you took mat leave. Chase up your team, ask what the results for and present them and say, I worked on this project until 80% completion. These were the results of which I was directly involved in this component of it. Look at metrics that show your impact, revenue growth, efficiency improvements, any kind of outcomes that link back up to KPIs of the organization. And I would also say, look at the skills that you've gained. So time management, crisis handling, delegation. I would say all of these skills have been sharpened by motherhood. Step number three, know your rights. So if your company gave pay rises while you were on leave and you did not get one, you have every right to request parity. You can say, I understand that salary adjustments were made while I was on leave and I'd love to discuss ensuring that my compensation aligns with those changes. This frames it as fairness and not a favor. Okay, here is exactly what you can say when you sit down with your manager. Number one, start with confidence and gratitude. Confidence being the biggest thing. I'm going to reel off a one-liner. You can strip it back to whatever makes sense within your own tone. Practice it with a friend. Yes, I know that sounds naff, but I do genuinely believe that practice makes perfect. And if you lack a bit of confidence, if you're nervous, if you would never request a pay rise, please take this little paragraph, it is tiny, and just say it to a friend until you have a bit of laugh over it. And then say to your manager, okay, this is what we're going to say. I'm really happy to be back and I appreciate the support as I transition back into work. I wanted to have a conversation about my salary, mainly to make sure that it aligns with my contributions and the company's current pay structure. Not that hard. Doesn't sound like you're asking for a pay rise off the cuff. Sounds like you're genuinely interested to hear how the company's been going. It also alludes to the fact that you probably haven't had a performance review while you were on mat leave. And this is a nice little way to open that door for your manager to have one with you. Make your case. You could say, I know that performance reviews occurred while I was on leave and I wanted to ensure that my compensation reflects both my experience and the adjustments made across the team. So based on my contributions before and since returning from mat leave and also the market benchmarks for my role, I believe an increase of X amount would be appropriate. I would also ask, in every situation, what steps can we take to make this happen? If your manager pushes back, do not panic. It is normal. It is a negotiation. It is unlikely that your manager is going to be like, absolutely, let's pay you more for sure. Like, I'll just go to the finance crew and get them to sign it off. It ain't going to happen. Like, work and life is about negotiation. Do not stress. Instead, what you could ask is, can we revisit this in 3 months? This keeps the conversation open. Or perhaps you could say, what would I need to demonstrate to be eligible for an increase? Now they have to give you a roadmap. Or you could say, are there other benefits that we could discuss? Maybe this could be extra leave. It could be professional development. Maybe it's flexible hours. You don't ask, you don't get. Leave the door open for them to answer that question, but put it on the table. My final thoughts. I do not think that asking for a pay rise after maternity leave is greedy or entitled. I truly believe it depends on the time of year that you're taking it, of which you've got no control over. Your child isn't going to come when your child comes. It is about getting what you deserve. So your skills don't just disappear because you've had a baby. If anything, you've become an even greater asset and more valuable to your company. So back yourself, book the meeting and go for it. Because if you do not ask, and I've said this a million times in this episode, you are not going to get, and the only person that is detrimental to you is yourself. If you honestly are bringing value, you deserve the pay rise. If there has been a performance review while you've been on leave and you were in attendance at work for the majority of that time, or even for a portion of that time, a conversation needs to be had about what that means for your overall role, your overall value, and your overall salary. If you have found this episode helpful, Send it to a friend who may need a bit of a pep talk. And if you do use any of these tips to negotiate a pay rise, please let me know. I'd love to celebrate with you. I really hope that it helps. And that is it for today on Ask Ready or Not. I will catch you next time.